The Bush administration is pushing for a UN Security Council resolution authorizing war against Iraq, but U.S. officials are relying on diplomacy alone to convince North Korea to disarm. John Wolf, Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation, says both policies are working. In Iraq, he says use of force is justified, despite Saddam Hussein's destruction of Al-Samud II missiles.
The weapons are sort of a dumb missile. Hardly even weapons of mass destruction when compared to anthrax, VX, sarin gas, and a variety of other things that they have. Those are the things that are lethal. Those are the things they've used on their people. That's what's a real risk to us. They're playing the council. They're trying to give a little when council demanded everything.
Well, you don't want to interrupt the destruction of missiles.
It's not a question of interrupting the destruction of the missiles. The real question is whether or not Iraq is going to make the decision to disarm, as 15 members of the council demanded last November. They haven't made that decision. What they've decided to do is to see how little they can do and try to divide the world community.
And while that's going on, inspectors are inspecting, and maybe they'll find something else.
But the inspectors were never meant to go kick over every rock and look in every cave. The inspectors were meant to verify disarmament, and Iraq has failed to make that decision.
In the event of a U.S. invasion, how does the U.S. safely get control of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction when the inspections haven't located them?
Well, clearly it's a big issue, but one advantage would be that people who know secrets would be willing to talk and not afraid that they would be killed if they do talk. And we will have a lot of skilled people looking, and we'll have the advantage of the kind of interviews and access to documents and other things that the inspectors will never get, because that's what the Iraqi government is hiding. Those are the people that the Iraqi government is threatening. The ones who could tell anything are the ones who individually and as families are threatened by Iraq.
Do you have an idea where to look?
We know the questions to ask.
How does the U.S. keep those weapons from falling into the wrong hands, or possibly even bombing them?
Well, clearly that's an issue. That's a military issue, and it's one that General Franks and his commanders are looking at, because it's clearly one of the objectives of any military operation if the president decides to use force.
How can the administration not do more to stop North Korea, which could have enough plutonium within months to produce as many as 6 nuclear bombs?
I think we're very active, actually, on North Korea. Experts are meeting at the United Nations. Secretary was just in Asia last week talking to the Chinese foreign minister, the Japanese leaders, as well as the South Koreans. We're working with the Russians and the Europeans and trying to come up with a peaceful multilateral solution that recognizes the fact that what North Korea is doing is not just a bilateral issue, as they would like to characterize it, but rather a threat to Northeast Asia and a threat to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. It's a problem for all of us.
And it's a problem that presents difficulties that don't exist in Iraq.
But a different set of issues that don't exist in Iraq. People say, why don't we threaten the same kind of military action? It's a very different set of issues, a different set of diplomatic opportunities, a different kind of leverage that the world community has. Iraq, on the one hand, has been in defiance of the international community for a dozen years and 17 resolutions of the Security Council, and we see that as a proximate threat that needs to be dealt with. North Korea, we think we can solve through sustained and very patient multilateral diplomacy.
But sustained for how long? I mean, how much time do you have if they're within months of creating
long
bombs?
Enough to achieve a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
John Wolf is Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation.